Around midnight, the Coast Guard rescued an Air National Guard pilot after his jet was involved in a mid-air collision and he ejected from his aircraft. This was approximately 35 miles southeast of Chincoteague in the ocean. We have video of the rescue on WBAL.com. Lieutenant Commander Steve Bond with the Coast Guard in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, was the co-pilot in that helicopter during that rescue, and he joins us now to talk more about it. Lieutenant Commander, thank you so much for being with us.
No problem. It's our pleasure.
I've seen the video, and it's pretty dramatic.
It was a very interesting and technical rescue to do out there.
So let's talk about how it all started. And I know that you guys received a distress signal from the ejection seat. Is that right?
Yes. The Rescue Coordination Center received the emergency beacon from the pilot after he ejected. And then that just started the whole process for notifying proper authorities, depending on where it was and whose jurisdiction it was. And that just fell within our area.
So you flew up there and you followed the signal, in essence.
We were given a position before we took off because they got a very good satellite signal from the distress beacon. And additionally, there was another F-16 from the squadron that was already out there who remained on station orbiting at high altitude overhead. So he was able to confirm the exact position. So we actually had a very accurate position before we even took off because we did not pick up the distress beacon until we were very close to the pilot in the water.
Is there any way for you to communicate with the pilot while he's in the water?
We relayed communications between the F-16 that was overhead. He was able to talk directly with the pilot that was in the water, so he basically relayed communications for us, so which worked out very well. We were able to get an exact indication of what type of injuries the pilot had, what equipment we would need to use to extract him out of the water, and that let us decide where we would take him hospital-wise, whether he needed a critical trauma center or if we could fly a little bit farther to get him to another facility.
From the video, he seemed to be in pretty good condition. Is that true?
He was. His only serious injury was a leg injury. Other than that, he was in very good condition.
And he, from what I could tell, he was floating on some sort of device in the ocean. Is that right?
Right. Their survival gear that ejects out of the aircraft with them includes a one-person life raft, and that's what he was able to get into. So he was floating in his life raft when we got there, and he additionally had a life preserver that inflates around him, inflated in the raft. So he had very good flotation on him when we got there.
Steve, were there any difficulties either because of the weather or because it was in the middle of the night?
The most difficult part was the darkness. It was obviously middle of the night, and there was no moon up at that time. So being out over the dark ocean, no moonlight, even though we were using night vision goggles, it was extremely dark and very difficult to see the water. It took us a little extra time to find him, even though he did ignite a flare. As soon as he put that out, even with being in within a mile of him, we lost sight of him. And I just had to vector around with him on the radio to locate him again. But that worked out very well.
When you finally got him into the helicopter, was he just incredibly relieved?
Very relieved. He obviously did not want to float around out in the ocean any longer than he had to. And he was in pain from his leg, but in very good spirits. He was awake and talking to us the whole time. And just obviously very glad to be out of the water and on his way back to land.
Yeah, pretty incredible for you guys, too. I would imagine you don't get calls like this very often.
No, this is a rare occurrence to deal with a pilot, number one, that just ejects over the water for any reason, but to survive a mid-air collision with another jet and still be in relatively good condition, surviving the ejection and floating down into the water. It's not a common occurrence for us in the Coast Guard, but so it's kind of luck of the draw to be able to be involved with it.
Yeah, and a big success. Congratulations. Lieutenant Commander Steve Bond of the Coast Guard in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.